No one had noticed a silent spectator in the gallery of kings just above the pointed arches of the doorway. He was so motionless, his head so outstretched, his face so deformed, that but for his costume, half red and half purple, he could have been taken for one of those stone monsters through whose mouths the cathedral's long gutters had been emptying for the last 600 years. He had missed no part of the tragedy that had been enacted before the porch of Notre Dame. From the very first moments, unobserved, he had securely tied a knotted rope to one of the small pillars of the gallery. At the moment when the executioner was preparing to take Esmeralda away, he seized the rope with his feet, knees, and hand, then slid silently down the wall. With the swiftness of a cat, he ran to the executioner, felled him with his enormous fist, picked up the gypsy as one would a doll, and with one bound was in the cathedral shouting,
"Sanctuary!"